From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will rule as soon as possible on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend President Donald Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorism-plagued countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota presented their counterarguments by telephone before a 3-judge appellate panel Tuesday. Here is an interaction between the government lawyer and one of the judges.
If the order said Muslims cannot be admitted, would anybody have standing to challenge that?
I think Mandel and Din give a route to make a constitutional challenge if there were such an order. It would be by a U.S. citizen with a connection to someone seeking entry. This is a far cry from that situation.
The U.S. attorney said Mr. Trump's executive order was well within his power granted by Congress and the Constitution. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying that the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. 5 mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. Suspicion quickly fell on the militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. This is VOA News.